Some gourmets once asserted, food cooked without salt tastes worst in the world. In fact, salt has not only helped improve tenderness, but also provided the most popular method for preserving food. Scholars once inferred that human history has always developed accompanied by the smell of salt. Tai O, a remote island in the South China Sea, was once famous for the production of sea salt. Various homemade souse fish make up the majority of local specialities and contribute to the continuation of the legends about local delicacies. But as an entire generation ages, the ancient flavors fade away. The locals are more proud of shrimp paste and shrimp sauce than salted fish. And shrimp paste is always an excellent ingredient for making fried dishes and steamed meat. This time-honored shop has seen four generations of managers. 76-year-old Guo Xiaofeng is a Taiwo native and has 50 years of experience in making shrimp sauce.
The fishing season begins on Lunar April the 8th. Compared with each other, shrimp paste is more delicious, while shrimp sauce is tenderer. Shrimp paste should be sliced before you eat it.
Both the paste and sauce are made with only salt and shrimp, by simply drying the minced ingredients on bamboo sieves. No matter how sauce shops develop in other places, the ancient grocery in the declining fishing village still operates at its own pace.
We used to produce three kinds of shrimp products: shrimp paste, shrimp sauce, and salted shrimps. Not everyone likes salted shrimp due to its high amount of salt. It actually complements salty soybean milk best. And Chaozhou people have made it crispy condiment by frying it.
The old vat could contain almost 3 tons of shrimp paste in the past. Today, Guo Xiaofeng manages the shop with her son.
This is my husband.
Guo married Mr. Zheng at 20, and since then she had participated in the management until Zheng passed away in 2011.